Crazy. You want to start, Mario?
So, you get another sweep. You guys are 7-0 so far. How is it keeping the guys level-headed, not getting too overconfident going into now uncharted territory for Rockford and the American Hockey League?
Well, it's something we've got to be aware of. I think it's important that we realize it doesn't matter what happened before, whether we won in 5 and in 7 or we swept, we're in the same situation. We're facing an excellent team. It's going to be a big challenge for us, and so we've got to prepare that way. We have a few days to get back up to speed, and I think going into that building against, they have a lot of team speed. They're real fast, real quick. We got to make sure we're if we start late, we might be behind 2-0 in the first 10 minutes.
Unlike last round where you were giving them one each game, it seemed like it was working out fine for you, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's not something I'm... We're not planning to do that. No, it's more play a hard physical game, force them to defend.
What's your first take on them? What jumps out at you the most about their lineup, their size, whether it be their size, their speed?
I think it's the pace of their game. They got a lot of guys that can fly, and they play that way. They're attacking with a ton of pace, whether it's through puck movement or guys that can get up and down the rink in a hurry. So I think we can skate too. We have some speed, but just when you prepare for a team, that's the thing that jumps out.
Kind of a double-edged sword with the amount of time you have off. Get well rested, but do you feel like, you know, you kind of get out of a groove having a full week between games?
I think it's the same for both teams. So it's just who's going to do it better. We both have some time to prepare. We both have some time to rest. Who's going to use that time? And so that's the challenge for us.
It's hockey. There's different styles. You mentioned that their speed is one of their strengths. Same with you guys. Is it a different type of speed? Is it a really good matchup in terms of you guys are similar in style?
Yeah, I think the teams are similar. They want to play physical too. The two games, you know, when you play a team four times through a season, the ones that happen in the first half, you kind of throw out. I think the last two in April here were a pretty good indication of the style of hockey we'll see. Very physical, a lot of emotion. Lots of speed, lots of chances both ways. So I think it's a good matchup. It's going to be fun.
Does that physical play, is that speed, does that kind of factor into not taking any penalties, trying to stay out of the box and staying disciplined against a team that wants to match physicality?
I think always in the playoffs you got to be disciplined. I think, you know, over the two series we have done a good job of being more disciplined than the opponent based on, you know, it's been emotional games, it's been physical. I think we can be more disciplined still, and that'll be a focus again.
I forgot you played them in April. Had both of you guys clinched by then?
No, late. we were both trying to clinch.
I know you were
clinch.
Shooting for the one seed or something,
yeah.
Too.
No, we were
they
both.
They were still alive, too. So.
Yeah, they actually clinched against us in the second game.
Okay. So you saw their full bore. Is it a different team now?
They just like us. They got a couple, you know, couple guys down. But I think we're playing pretty well. They're playing pretty well. It's like I said, I think it's a pretty good indication of the kind of hockey it'll be.
Is there one or two guys you got to stop? Sometimes it's do the start.
Not so much. I think they have some good players, absolutely. But I think they have many. They have some depth up front. They have speed throughout the lineup. They got a little bit of skill, so that it'll be. I think both teams will try and play four.
Do you agree? Other teams must look at you guys that way too. That you don't have one or two or a line to stop. You've got so many variables that makes it hard to defense against you guys. Do you agree?
Yep, we got a lot of options. We have strength throughout the lineup. We can play a lot of different ways. We have two power play units that are going. Our penalty kills going, you know, every part, whether I still think we can get better, we're not at our highest level, but we got some weapons.
Should be a pretty good matchup between two stellar goaltenders. Mike McKenna and that for them has got numbers pretty much identical to Collins. How do you play against a goalie that's playing at that level?
I think similar to what we've done so far. We want to get to the net. I think we can get to the net more. We can have more traffic around the goalie. We want to get pucks in the blue paint in different ways, whether it's from the top, where most teams are giving you the top. We can get pucks through, but also I think we're pretty hard to play against down low. And that's something we're looking to exploit.
Do you look at goalie techniques for a series like this? I'm sure everybody's diving into Collins.
Oh, yeah, we pre-scout everything.
And I'm sure you're not going to give us all the little tidbits,
no.
But is there, maybe on the other side of it, is there something that he's just really good at?
We haven't got there yet.
Okay.
We've begun to break them down over the weekend once we knew we were playing them in the next couple days. And we'll get into more opponent-specific stuff here as the week goes on.
Sure. With the way you guys have been playing, not having home ice advantage hasn't really been too much of an issue with you guys. Is going into this series, knowing that you're going to have a long time off and then have to travel, does that get into your mind at all? Or just
no, it doesn't matter. We've been good on the road for a long time, and I don't think we care. So we enjoy playing at home. It's been fun and great crowds, and I think the guys feed off the atmosphere, but I think they also enjoy going on the road, and I think they'll likely have good crowds too, and it's a big challenge for us. But I think we have the type of guys who embrace that and thrive on it.
Victor Hagel's really emerged in the playoffs. What do you see from his game as he's progressed over the last few weeks?
I think he's got offensive ability. He's got that little bit extra where he can finish and create a little something out of nothing. I think I've said it. We got the question lately because he's been producing, and my outlook is the same. There's a lot more there. I think he can be even more of an impact on the game. And it's his first time over here, so it's going to take time. But certainly he's contributing, and hopefully he'll continue to grow here as the playoffs go on.
High ceiling for that guy, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I want to get a little more from you on Collin and just what he's doing so well. It's almost a weekly question, I know. But is there something that you've seen, even over the past couple weeks, because it seems like it gets better maybe each night, that you can give us that he's doing so well?
I don't think he's changed his approach. I think Pete's probably better to discuss technically. I think it's... What I see is just he's so under control. He's so very calm. And I've said before, he's got the ability to make those saves that he maybe shouldn't make because he's got tremendous athletic ability. And that's always been there. But he looks confident. He looks solid. Nothing's going through him.
It's as much mental than anything else, then, it sounds like.
It's a combination. It's preparation. It's making sure that you prepare for... So that every situation you go into, you've kind of seen it before. So nothing's going to bother you, and I think he's done that.
Is he a different person, like personality, from 5-6 months ago? Because we were just talking with Chris. I mean, 5-6 months ago, we were wondering if he would start for Indy. It's just such a different situation that he's in now. Can you see the difference in his leadership or whatever?
He's now played well for a very long time, and he's showed he can be counted on this time of year, so that can't help but add a little bit of confidence. But I don't think he's the same guy. I mean, it was a tough time for him, but he just kept coming to work every day, and that's part of why he's where it's part of why he is in the position now, is he just used the time to prepare and get better, and when his chance came, he was ready.
I wanted to ask about David Camp. He was a key player early on in the season, and then played pretty much the second half of the year with Chicago. Comes back, he hasn't gotten on the score sheet yet, but what's he been doing on the ice, contributing outside of...
Yeah, we've been talking about that a lot within the staff, and also with him. He's really playing well, and I don't know how he hasn't got production yet. Certainly not anything with his play. That line's been really good for us. And he's creating chances. He's getting chances. You know, he's part of that second unit power play that's done a good job for us. You know, we just want him to keep doing what he's doing. Yeah, I think there's more in him. You know, but I also think if he could get a couple points, maybe they could loosen him up a little bit. But certainly from the coaching staff perspective, he's been huge for us. Eating a lot of minutes, very good defensively, transporting the puck through the neutral zone. Now we're pleased with him.
My last question, just on Highmore real quick. Again, similar to Colin, how much of a different, you know, mindset does he have now compared to when he was a rookie just not too long ago?
I think he's not changed so much. I think that's part of why he's been so good for us. He came in acting like a pro. With his approach, I think probably now he expects a little more out of himself because he has produced during the season, and I think it's important that he understands he shouldn't be defined by his production. The production comes as a result of how he plays, it's not the focal point. So, but he's been good for us. I really liked him last series, and I thought that line was really good for us, you know, Johnson and Giselle. So I think he's the same. Right. Just maybe a little more, he expects more maybe.
Which is good, you want that, right?
Well, that's part of growing and learning how to put a little pressure on yourself but not let it change your approach.
Plus, like the rest of them, he's sharing a little bit more now.
We got a lot of guys, and that's part of why we are in the position we're in, is everyone's playing a little bit less, but the key is to take that ice time you get in and do more with it as far as quality. We don't want guys to try and do it all in one shift or by themselves, but the quality of each, you know, every time you go over the boards, that time, do everything you can to help the team win.
It's been there, hasn't it?
It's been good.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Coach.
There he is.